No one but no one knows what I'm going to do with you, my children. Only I know the end result of all things. Tonight, I've taught you of some of my weapons that I want you to use. They are weapons of warfare that have might and power in them. And I am calling some of you to go to fast before me, because I need you to draw closer to me, and I need to reveal myself to you in a deeper, more personal way than I have in the past. This is your hour of great revelation knowledge, and I need you to walk very close to me. I need you to hear my voice very clearly, and I need you to understand that I'm not chastising you when I ask you to do what you think is a hard thing, but I am pouring all my love out onto you, and I am trying to get you to that place of glory in me where I can use you with all the giftings that are in my word. Now this night, I'm going to place myself upon you as a strong tower that many can run into. Because at this point, some of you are weak, and when the world runs to you, you start becoming part of the world. But tonight, I'm going to place myself upon you, and all my power and all my might will settle upon you. And when the world comes to you, you will not yield to them, but they will yield to my anointing that lies deep within inside of you. So I'm calling you forth to my altar this night, so I can settle myself upon you and forever change you in that area of your life. I am doing some deep works within you in these services, because I am bringing you to a place of total security in me, where the enemy will never be able to touch you ever again. He has taken my church and he has placed them on a spinning wheel, as it were, and he's been spinning and spinning and spinning. But I have said enough is enough, and now I am securing you in my kingdom. And when I secure you, you will stay secured, and I will be able to send you forth as a mighty warrior into this dark, dark land that is settling around about you. Your light will be so bright and so strong that the enemy will never be able to place a water on it or dampen it and put it out, but it will stay lit and it will glow brightly before in the darkness. So children, tonight I am calling you as deep calls unto deep to come and allow me to place myself upon you in a way I've never done so before. Understand that I love you, I cherish you, and I ask you to do my will, but I will not make you do my will. But I'm telling you, if you will just allow me to change and rearrange, you will be well pleased with the outcome. And you will no longer worry about what's going to happen to you, but you will just walk day by day, understanding that I am in control of your life, and that I will place you by the still waters, and I will lead you where I would desire for you to go. So come this night, my children, those of you who desire me to settle upon you, and let me change and rearrange and do the deep work that needs done with inside of you this night.